Wayne Roberts stubbed his cigarette into the overflowing ashtray, sitting on the windowsill of his walk-up apartment in Seattle. Wayne's beefy fingers were stained yellow with nicotine. Wiping his nose with the grubby sleeve of the sweatshirt he'd been wearing for several days, he now sighed and headed toward the refrigerator. There in the cramped, small studio apartment, he could walk from one side of the room to the other in three long steps, four if he was feeling lazy, which was most days. The flickering light inside the ancient refrigerator barely illuminated its meager contents. There was ketchup and milk, which were long past expiration dates, on the inside of the door. And the glass shelves had some suspect cheese, brown lettuce, and various fast food takeout boxes containing remnants of Chinese food and pizza.
"Darn it,"
Wayne hissed, not finding what he was looking for at a glance. He ignored the gnawing void in his stomach, because food wasn't what he needed right now. His parched throat and pounding head signaled a greater urgency. There was only one thing that would make Wayne feel better, and that was alcohol. Wayne's preference was for a cheap wine with a twist-off cap on the bottle, although as yet he wasn't drinking it from a paper bag in a street doorway. There was a real possibility he might indeed join the ranks of the begging homeless in the very near future. He shook his head in disbelief at just how far his life had sunk. But Wayne wasn't a quitter. No way. He may have fallen on hard times, but it was nothing more than a brief stint of bad luck. Or so he told himself. He came from better stock than those losers at the local bar, Fat Owls. Wayne had no time to feel sorry for himself. No, what he needed, along with a bit of alcohol, was cold, hard cash, and fast. He grabbed a beat-up jacket from the back of the sofa and then stuffed his fat arms into the sleeves. As he ran a hand through his greasy hair, the smell of it caused him to pause. He walked over to the kitchen sink, then turned on the cold water tap and splashed his fingers with water. Soap had not been on the shopping list lately, and he hadn't enjoyed hot water for several weeks. Unpaid utility bills had that effect on a person. Wayne glanced at his reflection in the cracked mirror above the sink. He barely recognized that red-faced man who stared back at him, and he quickly looked away, choosing instead to remember himself as he had been in better days. After all, everyone had told him how handsome Wayne was, and although he'd never been short on arm candy in the form of beautiful women, his heart had only belonged to one woman. He was sure his present situation was only temporary. Why, as soon as he got his hands on the money that he was entitled to, he would then get Gina back. He was absolutely certain of that. He stuffed a few loose coins in his jeans pocket, then grabbed his cigarettes and pulled the door closed behind him. At least Fat Al's place would be warm, and he would get companionship from the other men who hung out at the bar with him most nights, even if they didn't speak much to him. Once he topped off the alcohol in his bloodstream from the small amount that was left from the night before, he knew he would feel much better. Fat Owls was just two blocks away from Wayne's apartment, which was located in a rough part of Seattle. The entrance to Fat Owls was an unmarked doorway down an alleyway, but the sequence of six knocks, in a precise rhythm, to the dark, smoky den that was open 24/7. Fat Owls was an exclusive club for members of the kind that wouldn't be admitted anywhere else. Tony, the doorman, greeted Wayne with his usual grunt. Wayne nodded at Tony and made his way across the dimly lit room straight to the bar. He smiled at the few regulars, who mostly ignored him. It didn't concern Wayne that men in Fat Owls weren't very friendly towards him, since they weren't his usual type of people anyway.
Why,
When the money came through, he'd be able to claim his rightful place at any country club he wanted to join. Although he wouldn't be going anywhere near the Island View Golf Club, where his older brother Johnny hung out most of the times with his cronies.